Central New York is seeing a spike in flu cases along with the rest of New York State earlier in the season. WAER's Chris Bolt has more.
The flu looks like it's getting a jump start on the normal infection season here in Central New York. Pharmacist Shannon Miller is director of patient outcomes for Kinney Drugs. She says reported cases in the state jumped 77% in the past week. The good news is the vaccine for flu shots is both widely available and effective.
It seems to be a good match this year. That's what we're seeing. We have, you know, the regular quadrivalent vaccine that covers against four strains of the flu. We have the high-dose vaccine for the seniors, which gives more of an immune response and hopefully work better.
Kinney Drugs is among a variety of pharmacies and drugstores locally offering flu shots, along with Walgreens, Wegmans, and others. Miller says the vaccine at drugstores is the same as what you might get at your doctor's office because the CDC mandates the specific strains it covers. She also dispels thoughts about negative reactions to flu shots other than just minor discomfort.
Side effects such as a really sore arm, you know, you could have a little tiny fever of like 99. That's just your body reacting to the vaccine and building up that immune response. But you can't get the flu from the flu shot, and there's really no common, you know, serious side effect.
Onondaga County mirrors the state's spike in cases. The most recent data from the second week in December shows 122 people in the county confirmed to have the flu, twice the number reported 2 weeks earlier. The number of sick people for this time of year is also well ahead of the past 3 years. And Miller from Kinney Drugs advises people not to wait for a flu shot.
It's better to get it sooner rather than later. Don't think that just because there is flu circulating, it's too late. It's not too late. We generally see the peak of flu season around February. And just to know that when you do get your flu shot, it takes about 2 weeks to work. So, you know, the sooner you get it, the better.
She adds prevention includes washing hands, using hand sanitizer, and not going to school or work to be around other people when you're sick with the contagious disease. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.